Almost 2 years later, a jury has put a period on the murder of two Westerville police officers who were responding to a domestic violence incident. Jurors recommended two life sentences without the possibility of parole for Quentin Smith. On a snowy day in February last year, a 911 dispatcher in Westerville got a call, but the caller hung up. It was a domestic disturbance. Quentin Smith had flown into a rage and started beating and strangling his wife, Candace. Shortly after, police officers Anthony Morelli and Eric Joring came knocking. Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien described to the jury how the events unfolded when Smith went to the door.
He knew they were officers. They were in uniform. And he expressed that to his wife as they were knocking at the door. What? You called the police on me?
The double murder shocked Westerville residents. The funeral and a parade shut down large portions of the city. Once trial began, the case moved quickly. The defense declined to put any witnesses on the stand during trial, in effect conceding Smith shot the officers. During sentencing, though, attorney Diane Menasche painted a picture of Smith's difficult upbringing.
I submit that what the YWCA can give to a person, food, shelter, clothing, is not enough. It's not enough for a child. And that damaged and deficient relationship, this is why it's important, is because that formed the basis of how his relationships later in his life would be.
Prosecutor James Lowe pushed back, arguing the murders Smith committed were the result of choices he made.
His choice to shoot at officers with his 15-month-old daughter 10 feet away. His choice. His mental health may have placed him at risk, but it didn't force him to commit these aggravated circumstances. Those were his choices.
Prosecutors also put the officers' widows and one of their daughters on the stand. In an emotional victim impact statement, Jamie Joring told the jury about the last time she spoke to her husband.
I spoke to Eric on the phone briefly around 11:55. We hung up and I texted him to say something felt off and I wanted to vomit. I attempted to contact him again at 12:21, except this time no response. I later found out it was because he'd been murdered.
In the end, jurors determined the mitigating factors laid out by the defense outweighed the fact Smith shot and killed two law enforcement officers.
We, the jury, being deadlocked and unable to agree on whether the aggravating circumstances outweigh the mitigating factors beyond a reasonable doubt, hereby unanimously return the following life sentence on count one, life imprisonment without parole.
Speaking after the decision, Menasche said the system worked. She noted she didn't want to jump on the case right after defending Brian Goolsbee, the man convicted of murdering Reagan Toks. She was swayed because she hoped it might send a broader message.
If those two cases got life, then maybe the death penalty and seeking the death penalty in Franklin County, maybe the jurors would speak that this isn't where we should be spending our resources. And I think the community has spoken to that. And I think one of the reasons that they speak to that so consistently with respect to cases is mental health.
But Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien contends the decision has to do with this case and this jury. He pushed for the death penalty and admitted not getting it was somewhat disappointing. Still, O'Brien says he's satisfied with the sentence, and so are the victims' families.
They are pleased with the verdict. They're pleased with the sentence. And they feel, as the judge expressed, that the judicial system worked because this man's going to die in prison.
And O'Brien notes that may offer a silver lining. Death sentences come with a number of appeals that can stretch beyond a decade. With the way the winds are blowing, O'Brien says he's not sure the state will be carrying out those sentences by then. He says in addition to the two sentences of life without the possibility of parole, the judge could add another 35 years to Smith's punishment. Judge Richard Fry is slated November 21st to reconvene and hand down his sentence. Nick Evans, WOSU News.